This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, Tottenham Hotspur are coming to town Wednesday, the 22nd of May, and we're joined by former Socceroos captain and current assistant at Tottenham Hotspur, Mile Jedinak.
Our next guest must not feel pressure because he never missed a single penalty in his entire career.
Jedinak keeps his goal! Jedinak looked absolutely certain before.
Please welcome former captain and three-time World Cup goal scorer for the Socceroos, Mile Jedinak.
It's like a professional golfer never missing a 10-footer. It's a ridiculous record.
Is that true?
Thanks for the intro, guys. it actually is true, believe it or not.
Wow. You just missed a cool as a cucumber, went back.
Yeah, I was never fazed in those situations, to be honest. I get asked about it quite a bit, but yeah, I used to love it. You miss the moments actually now that you've sort of stopped and on the other side of it, as they say. But yeah, absolutely loved it.
Well, I kicked a goal after the siren.
Shut up,
from
Bill.
70
I want to dive into the science of this a little bit with the master. So, did you change your technique, like your spots, or did you have a spot that you'd regularly go to?
I think my preferred side would have been if I was to shoot across myself to the left. I used to do that quite regularly, but anywhere really, like I said, by the time you start getting regular sort of goals, you know that the goalkeepers are going to study you,
and yeah, right,
it's more if you do see him move at the end. But I was always that, like, pick your spot and make sure if he does go the right way, hit it hard enough or accurate enough that it goes in.
So one of your roles with Tottenham is this exact skill. So what do you teach people who aren't as good at it as you were?
Listen, everyone's going to have their own sequence. I think if, working with elite level performers, and they all have their own routines. Again, I had mine. That worked for me. Other players have got their own. If they need any pointers on any of that, I'm there to provide any support. But they're doing it well. We haven't had too many penalties this year, to be honest, so we haven't had to utilise it.
What's it like over there in the big, big league? You're there, assistant to... Of course, coach over there, just like on a match day. How big is it?
Yeah, it's pretty full on. Obviously, you know how much coverage we get over there. Yeah. And on a match day, it is pretty hectic. But again, being coaches and we're there to sort of calm the players down and get them ready for what lies ahead.
And such a storied franchise to your club, isn't it, Tottenham? When I was a kid playing cricket in England, they had Chris Waddle and Hoddle, Glenn Hoddle, and
Waddle
in the same team. And they used to both have the mullets, and they were huge, White Hart Lane, and so they've always been a massive club. And now we've got our man Ange. We're going to get to him in just a second, but there's a big sort of following behind a club that size.
Yeah, there is. I think, we experienced it a little. I've been fortunate enough to experience it already over here in Perth when we came for pre-season. Mm. We had a open training session and we had 6,000 there, and it was just like, wow. Mm. And then we had the game, and even that, you're like, wow, this is huge. Everywhere we've went so far, there's a big following. We've got, 11 supporters, fan supporters clubs here, and two are based in Melbourne, and
11 in Australia.
11 in Australia, yeah. And it's a big deal.
It is.
And we expect that to be the same way when we get here on, in May.
We'll talk about that in the second break. We're just teasing that. Yeah, so we are. People listening. It's called Time Spent Listening, nice. TSL. Mile, hey, did you get caught up with the Matildas and the World Cup, and were you watching them like everyone else in Australia?
Yeah, I think, everyone that's a football fan, particularly coming from Australia, would have been watching or having an eye on it. I was no different.
Great.
Seeing it, speaking to people back here and how they got involved and how they got immersed in it, to be honest, it was lovely to see.
And every game since, it's been a full house everywhere they go, which is just great for Australian soccer.
It is. It is, and hopefully may that continue. And like I said, there's the Matildas, and then obviously there's the local competition, the A-League Women's as well, which you know, they would like to support, they would obviously like to see supported as well.
Mile Jedinak, we're chatting to, of course, one of the Tottenham coaches and a former star of the game himself. You played at Crystal Palace and Aston Villa, so you had your own experience playing at the very top level in England. But you talked about some of the talent that you get to work with every week. The Korean superstar Son.
Oh, yeah.
What a ridiculous talent that bloke is. Like, it's when you watch the highlights, some of the stuff he does is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think, to you know, obviously with that, there's obviously a fantastic footballer, but there's a fantastic human being there as well, and someone who's taken the role of captain. Obviously, Ange and the staff gave him that responsibility this year, and he's taken it to his own level, and it's been brilliant to see.
Is he the hardest trainer?
He's someone that if you're a young player coming in and you want to observe. Or even if you're not a young player, and if you're just an observer, to come and watch someone's behaviours regularly in training, you'd watch him and you'd go, right, this is the guy you need to watch.
It's a funny thing that the best players are normally the hardest trainers.
What about the limits when you've got that blissful talent and you're trying to, and you're coaching him? Is it just like, well, whatever you see, do it, or do you have to still get him to toe the line a bit?
I think it's there's obviously, particularly when you're playing in the front half of the pitch, there always is that element of freedom and expressing yourself, as they say. But with that, there is sometimes that the players need support, and that's what we're there to do, is to support them and try and give them any help, I don't call it help, any pointers, any advice on what they might need to prepare coming for the next game and the next period.
Right, you train with them. You actually train with them. You get out there on the track.
I get involved every now and then. I wouldn't say I'd probably last 5 minutes nowadays, but in saying that, like, again, whatever they need, I'm sort of around it. If I need to be the spare body, then so be it.
Do you just remind them every now and then of what they're dealing with? Just say, listen, just if you want to just see it done properly, keep your eyes open, you give it any of that?
It's not quite like that, but I do a lot of stuff with the defensive stuff, and even if it's just like crossing balls and that, I need to put in a few sometimes. That makes it a little bit more realistic for them to deal with, you know?
Take them down to the penalty box and just put the ball there on the dot.
I haven't done that yet, so we'll see. It's coming. Slowly.
As a miss one.
No, exactly right. A little break.
Did you see my goal after that?
No, he didn't give.
He doesn't know who you are.
No idea who you are, Fat.
Yes, he does.
We're getting next to the master, our man, Big Ange.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed?
No, I went to bed with an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes.
Former Socceroos captain and current assistant at Tottenham Hotspur, Mile Jedinak has stuck around because Tottenham is coming to town Wednesday, the 22nd of May. They are playing Newcastle United at the MCG. Tickets from just $59. They're on sale next Thursday, 12 p.m. You can grab the waitlist at tegsport.com.au.
I love it. Now, let's get to Ange, our man. We loved him when he was, of course, the national coach.
Yeah, we did.
Then he went to Celtic and just won every bloody thing for
however. And they didn't like him there, didn't want him there.
And then he just turned the whole joint on its head.
Exactly.
Now he's gone to Tottenham and the place is flying. But what I love, Mile, is when he gets in front of the journos.
Yes.
And this, I'm just going to play you something that we enjoyed on the Rush Hour. Have a listen.
Do you ever picture yourself lifting trophies, as a more general question?
I've got real pictures, mate. There's quite a few of them, mate.
Yeah.
No, I just look at the ones I've got, mate.
That's the thing. He's very unique, where he's loved by the media, loved by the players, loved nearly by the opposition, and loved by the supporters, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's done fantastic. And I think what you see is what you get. We've supported Ange. I've obviously played under him and now working under him, but you know, what you see is what you get. I think it's, you know, it's genuine, it's from the heart, and it resonates. It resonates with people, it resonates with everybody, and that's it's refreshing to see.
We love smart ass poms getting set on their ass.
Well, they think they're
that's
smart.
That's what we enjoy.
We love that, exactly.
But tell us about his handling of players, because he gets the best out of them. They all play their best soccer under him, or football, as you say. Why? How does he do that?
I think you know, he's very consistent with his approach. And that's a big thing, I think, in any sport. If you can have that consistency as a staff and as a manager or a member of staff, it helps. It helps settle the players. It helps motivate the players when they need it. And you gain that, you know, that respect. And you also need to allow the players to to grow within that environment, you know, if you're constantly screaming and shouting at them, that doesn't always work. And again, each to their own. But, you know, our approach has been we're there to provide support for the players and hopefully help this group grow, create the environment to make it something that's hopefully going to get us to where we want to try and get to and you know, be successful at the football club.
Will this be a good side that you bring over for the MCG game on Wednesday the 22nd of May?
100%. Yep. Yeah, it'll be a full complement of players.
Yep.
Which, again, at the end of season, it can always be tricky. And there are major tournaments. However, I believe the window for that is not open. So, you know, we'll have our full list.
First time Ange has been back with the team, obviously, in Melbourne.
We'll be heroes. Welcome to Ange.
Might have a ticket. Tape parade.
they might even have one of them.
Yeah.
Mille, can I ask you about your own playing days? And I should know the answer to this, so correct me if this is not the case, but did you play much against David Beckham?
No, I didn't play against David Beckham. Never had I never had the opportunity to play against him.
So he had left
Premier League before you came? Yeah, he had left. He had left. I got there. I think I played in the first Premier League game for me was 2013, so... Yeah, he had already, I think he was long gone.
So those big boys of that at that level, I get the feeling we can't understand in Australia the hero worship and the following that they have
money.
The United Kingdom. Well, the money certainly, but also just they can't go anywhere. Can't go to a bar, can't go to a restaurant. Like it's at another level.
Yeah, it is at another level. Obviously the size of the population and I think just how people are in tune to their football and how much they adore, you know, the supporters are, how fanatical they are and they want to know what's going on with people and part of that means sometimes wanting to know every single bit of detail and it's the way it is. Unfortunately, it's not always, you know, it's not always for everyone's best interest from a playing perspective, but however, people are aware of it and they can, you know, they deal with it.
So how do you go with that as a club? Like you talk to the IPL franchises in the cricket in India and they say logistically it's a nightmare because everywhere you go there are literally thousands of people stopping your bus from getting through and, you know, crowding into the lobbies.
Can you have a drink?
It's probably a little bit more coordinated than that, to be honest. I think, you know, the team, because they've been dealing with it for a long time, they've had this sort of, they're well aware of it. I think we're pretty organised to sort of help support in any which way the players if they need to and anyone else for that matter.
Who's your favourite old Socceroo teammate? Harry or Robbie Slater?
Well, I didn't have Robbie Slater. I had Harry. Harry.
Not right, Robbie.
I did have Harry.
All right, who else?
I didn't have Robbie. Who's
Viduka?
I didn't have Dukes. I missed Dukes, to be honest. I would have liked to have Dukes. That would have been a nice one.
Boz?
Well, Boz is mad.
Boz I had at Central Coast, to be honest. I didn't mind Boz.
Yeah. He
was good value. Yeah.
Liked a good time.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
Aloisi.
I had Aloisi as well. I played with John I didn't play with him at the national team, but I had him for Central Coast as well. He was brilliant
Speaking
as well for me.
Speaking of the penalty, the greatest ever.
Well, there you go.
That's it. He didn't even need your help.
No.
I like it. Hey, Bill, we can't wait.
Hang on, I've got some questions for you.
All right, come on, some hard-hitting ones.
What's a Hotspur? Milo? Oh, you don't know.
Spurs.
Oh, he doesn't know. Got him.
It's a Hotspur.
What is a Hotspur?
That's it there. He's pointing to the logo, Fat.
Well, what he doesn't know. He's looking around. Good question, Bill. Very
That's
nice.
That's not a great one. The next one.
Nickname? Jedi.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like it, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I've been called that a few times.
May the force be with you,
Fair
Milo.
Enough.
No, don't, Bill.
Four boys?
Four boys, yep.
All love soccer?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Any other? Cricket or anything? No.
Karate. Yeah, martial arts, one of them.
Are they the end of your hard-hitting questions?
Yeah,
Milo, how do you go in London in the middle of the winter? Because
it's cold.
I've only been there a couple of times that time of year, and it's shit house.
believe it or not, I think now that I've been over that part of the world for, 13 years, you get used to it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate admitting it. You boys probably don't understand
You're
it.
You're a Sydney boy.
I know, but yeah, I've
got used to it.
I've managed to get acclimatised to it. Not that I'm proud of that, but yeah, I've gotten used to it.
And the Poms, whinge, they can whinge.
look at me.
Like the cricket, they got beaten 4-1, but they still think they won the series somehow. Yes, they can. Well, they can whinge in the cricket.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. I think I've been there long enough. I'm just immune to it all.
What about the fact that, and we're going to let you go because we know you're
busy. One day we
will. It gets fat.
Yeah.
It gets light at 9:15 and then dark at 3 in the afternoon. You end up with about a 4-hour day and you're like, do anything with.
Yeah, it's not ideal. No. I mean, it's not ideal, but anyway, we make it work.
Now,
we love this story. Cannot wait to get the big boys over here at the MCG. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspur as well as Newcastle United and Arsenal's women's squad, which have an array of Matildas as part of that. Global Football Week. You can join the waitlist now, tegsport.com.au. But tickets go on sale next Thursday, 12 p.m. at Ticket Tech. Tickets just $59.
I know, it's amazing. Good. Be 80 plus.
Oh, MC. Yeah.
It'll be a huge crowd there. It'll be awesome. Mille, thank you so much for coming along. Can't wait to see you back.
Cheers, gents.
Mille Jedinak, former Socceroos captain on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.